You will hear a waxwork sculptor called Amanda Tyler talking to a group of students about her work. For questions 1 to 8, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase.
Well, hello everyone. My name's Amanda Tyler, and I've come to tell you something about my work as a sculptor for a museum of waxwork figures. When I'm working at the museum, I spend nearly all of my time hidden away with my colleagues in the studio. You might imagine we have a light and airy warehouse space. That'd be nice, but actually we don't have much sun coming in at all because we're down in the basement. It feels a bit sad at times, to be honest. It makes a nice change to be here with so many people and some natural light. I suppose I became interested in sculpting at school, where I was taking classes in art and design. My teacher was very supportive and she encouraged me to go and specialise at Loughborough University on their course, which was then referred to as Fine Arts. I suspect it might be called something different now. Well, firstly, I'd like to tell you a bit about the process that goes into making a waxwork figure. To make a model, I obviously have to visit my subject, the person I'm intending to create in wax. Throughout the process, it's important to make them feel as calm as possible and build up some trust, because it's a funny situation to be in a way. But the vital thing is to find out and note down their exact measurements. That can take a while, but we can't really proceed without that information. Now, you'll notice there are two heads on the table. A clay one and a wax one. The clay head is what I make first. You can see I've moulded the clay into an armature. That's this thing here, which is basically a frame built from wire netting. Back in the studio, I have an armature for the whole body, and that uses rods as well. They have to be pretty sturdy to support the frame and make it strong, so we have to go with metal rather than anything synthetic like plastic. Have a look at the wax head. I'm hoping you can recognise the newsreader David Wainwright from Channel 5. But there's something not quite right. Not that his hair's missing. That'll take another 6 weeks to insert, strand by strand. It's the eye colour, which is just very slightly off. Even the tiniest difference, though, means the figure won't look convincing. So yes, I'm going to have to replace them. Now, another thing that we sculptors have to bear in mind is that the public have certain expectations about the way a famous person might move. That's where videos come in handy, because I can observe the subject acting naturally, not all self-conscious and stiff. I'll look for any typical gestures, and when it comes to the figure's hands, I'll make sure they're positioned in a way that seems authentic. The whole thing is a very slow process. It's about 4 weeks just to get to sculpt the features on the clay head, and I'm looking at around 5 months start to finish to create the wax version and get the body exactly as it should be. At that point, I'm thinking, yes, I'm done. But then you have to hope that the figure's going to have a long shelf life. If we get negative feedback from the public, a figure might be withdrawn after a year, which is about the worst outcome for a sculptor. So how do we get from this clay head to this wax one? Well, from the clay model, I'll make a plaster mould and fill that with hot liquid wax. And when it's cooled, we have our wax head. It's then up to the makeup artist to work on the skin tone. They'll finish with conventional cosmetics, often a brand the subject actually uses, but it's oil paint for the foundation layer. There's also the teeth to consider. And as you can